Hey everybody, it is me. Stu McAllister. Oh my god, what happened? No, why? Why? What the fuck happened? Hold on. Oh my god, what happened here? Why did it do this? No, why? Oh, here we go. There we go. Maybe. No, god, Jesus Christ. Oh my god. And back to normal. Your boy is dumb as fuck. But hey, everybody, it is me, your boy, Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. I got Wean Dog at the end of the couch. Sadie Dog is on the floor, acting like a weirdo. I keep thinking she's going to, like, piss or shit in the house, and I let her outside. And then she doesn't fucking do anything. So, I don't know. When she pisses in this house later, I will beat the almighty fuck out of her. Right? That's the only proper response. Beating the fuck out of her. No idea where the cats are. Probably shitting on my bed. Probably shitting on my bed. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh my god. Oh my god. Becky. I hope it was. Why? Because today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Thursday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow's Friday. Probably Friday's a good day. Friday is the end of the week. It'll be a good day, 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 good day. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Stu McAllister, the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time. Now I make mistakes. You're probably, some of you might be going, hey, Stu, yesterday was free. Usually Wednesday's not free. I'm like, well, yeah, you're right. Usually Wednesday's a Patreon, but because Saturday will be a live podcast, everybody. A live podcast. Why? Because we are celebrating the 1,000th episode of the Elemental Podcast. Holy shit. 1,000 episodes. That's a lot of fucking episodes, everybody. It is over at 1140 Muskegon Avenue Northwest, the Knights of Columbus. Come on over. It's a free show. 7 to 9 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. It's free. Free. Absolutely free. Now, I've been told that there is another live show going on, a morning radio show in town. It's doing a live show. The Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Did these motherfuckers know that I was doing my podcast on Saturday, and that's why they decided to do it, riding on my fucking coattails? Those punk-ass bitches. If you guys are not aware, Free Beer and Hot Wings is a very popular morning show that will attract thousands of people to their live show. I am hoping to attract 5 to 10 people. Fuck. But hopefully you guys can make it out. We're looking to raise money as well for Fig and Friends Pet Rescue. It is a local organization here in the Grand Rapids area. That they raise money because they take care of cats and they take care of dogs and everybody's a volunteer. So the woman, Laura, Polish girl, who got me the use of this room is a volunteer over there. And I said, oh, I'll try to raise some money for you, for the Knights of Columbus or whatever. And she's like, fuck that noise. Raise money for Fig and Friends. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring out a bunch of things for a silent auction. So if you guys want to come out, bring some money, and then try to win some shit in the silent auction. The money will go all to Fig and Friends. I got nothing to fucking do with it. So, but I will, if you want, if you don't have cash, but you want to pay like Venmo or PayPal or whatever, that's fine. Let me know. And, I can do that. So, come on out. There will be no food. Sorry, no food. The kitchen is closed. No booze. But if you guys want to bring stuff, if you bring booze, be sneaky. Okay, put it in like a thermos or something. They got like their own liquor license. They got their own bar. It won't be open. As far as I know, we're going to be the only people there. So, Matt Harper will be there. Graham Van Bock will be there. Hopefully doing a coleslaw taste testing with the Adam and Stephanie House of the Sunday Slaw fame. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Should be a good time. So hopefully we will see you guys there. Woo, man. I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm not doing so hot. I mean, like, I'm okay, I guess, physically. I'm just tired. I'm tired all the time. I went to bed relatively early. I think I got up like three times during the night to piss. What the fuck? What the fuck's going on with my body? Now, I've been changing my diet because apparently I am pre-diabetic, which apparently that also is a very common diagnosis. We eat a lot of sugar in this country, a lot of carbs. So I've been doing my best to cut shit out. No more candy, no more soda. Not like I ate a lot to begin with, but it's gone. It's gone, babe. Trying to cut out carbs. I'm cutting out the bread. I don't have any bread in my house. So I'm trying to do what I can. So I'm eating way more meat. I don't know if it's fucking with my sleep habits or what. It's definitely fucking with my poop habits. My shits are seemingly more frequent, which kind of boggles my mind. I thought it would be less frequent, but apparently it's more frequent. And my stool color, my poop color is changing. Do you ever get concerned when you take a dump and you look at the dump and you're like, oh my God, should my dump be that color? My dumps were normally like darker brown. Some might even say blood colored. Now it's like tan. It's a tan color. The kind of tan color that got Barack Obama in trouble many years ago. It's that kind of color. How does it get so much lighter? I'm eating meat. Fucking eating a lot of chicken. Eating a lot of chicken, eating a lot of fucking eggs. I don't get it. The body is a fucking mystery, right? The older you get, the more questions I seemingly have. What's up with all the hair, God? What's up with all my tendons and ankles and the joints and whatever fucking cracking every time I move? It's like I'm stepping on goddamn bubble wrap or some shit over here. Why is getting off the sofa an ordeal? Why do I gotta fucking make grunting noises as I'm doing it? God's a fucking evil bitch. That's all I know. So today I was at the job, the delivering Dippin' Dot ice cream. And the job today, I had to go to two schools in Kalamazoo. I had to go to a zoo, like a, it's not a petting zoo. They got real fucking animals. They got ostriches and antelopes and things like that. There's this account on Facebook. It's called Useless Farm. I think it's called Useless Farm. And it's in Canada. And it's this woman runs this farm, and it's got weird animals. It's mostly like llamas and emus, and there's a donkey, and there's a bunch of ducks, and I think she's got a cow. I don't know. I don't know how this woman raises money. This woman's too hot to be fucking running this farm, but whatever. But this fucking one of these emus that she has, she named it Karen. Now, I don't know if she named it Karen because of how it acts towards her, or if it was already named Karen when she got it, but this fucking emu Karen's always trying to kill her. But she puts out pretty funny videos, I guess. What, on Facebook they're called Reels? I don't know. It's one of the few ones that I enjoy. Useless Farms, and the other one is called Siegfried and Joy. These two, like, weirdo comedic magicians who just take, like, a cloth, like, a big cloth, like, you know, like a sheet, and they put it up in front of something, and then they, like, you can't see me air quoting, make it disappear, when it's just, like, people, and the people, like, they clearly, like, run away. It's always very funny, and they always play a Celine Dion song when they're doing it, so it's pretty funny. But anyway, so, yeah, I had to go to that zoo. Then I had to go to another fucking high school. And, you know, pretty easy day. But the boss man's like, come in at 7:30. And I'm, in my brain, I'm like, that seems too fucking early. Because it takes like an hour to get to Kalamazoo. And the one school in Kalamazoo, the lady's like, yeah, I can't be there until like 10:30. So he had me come in, and he's texting me beforehand, and he's like, oh, hey, the school wants Dots and Byron Center. All right, you want me to go? He's like, yeah, all right. I'm like, all right, I'll go. And then he sends me another text. I'm not even at work yet. And then the lady's like, oh, yeah, if he comes between, like, 7:30 and 8:45, I won't be able to answer the door because I'm doing breakfast. And in my brain, I'm like going, are you the only one there? Are you the only lunch lady working at the fucking school? Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I went to a middle school. I don't know if you guys did. I don't mean to brag, but I went to a middle school. And when I was there, there were multiple lunch ladies. So I don't know what the fuck this lady is. So I had to tell him, like, Todd, I can't go. I'm not going to be at work until 7:30. And then I'm going to need time to fucking get down this. So fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
So one of my coworkers had to go instead. So I get down there. I get to the one school, easy peasy. But then the other school, I'm too fucking early. I had to kill like an hour of time. I even messaged like, I was like, hey, can you get here earlier? She's like, nope, I'm at an appointment. I'm like, all right. All right, whatever. So she was getting this this tabletop freezer, which is just a pain in the ass, but whatever. I'm working with her, whatever. We had to travel across this little fucking bridge, this freezer's heavy as fuck. It's big. I got to carry it because there's no wheels on it. It's a pain in the ass, right? And so I'm talking to the lady, and she's like, does it have a lock on it? And I was like, no, it does not. And she's like, oh, we've had a lot of break-ins here. I'm like, what? This is a concession stand at a Christian school in Kalamazoo. And I was like, what? What are they breaking in here for? Like, you got nothing in here. And she's like, yeah, they took like a hammer or something. They knocked the door handle off. I'm like, what kind of fucking thugs are around your fucking Christian high school, you weirdos? But I'm like, all right, there you go. She was all happy as pie. We're good to go. I'm getting the fuck out. Getting the fuck out. So, and then I got to go to the zoo. Zoo's an hour away. And while I'm on my way to the zoo, good old Eric Zane, who used to be on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, that's kind of how I got to know him, he calls me. He's doing his podcast. And he's like, Stu, Buffalo Bills legend has died. Who died? And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, goddamn. I don't know. I grew up in Buffalo, so I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. Anytime anything goes on with the Bills, I get a call from Eric Zane. It's funny. So my first impression, I can't even remember who the fuck I said. I forget who I said. My second guess was Jim Kelly, the old quarterback for the Bills in the Super Bowl era, because he's had like throat cancer or mouth cancer. So I figured, oh, fuck, maybe it came back and it got him. I was like, I don't know. He's like, nope, not him. Another guest. And then I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, the Juice, O.J. Simpson. And I was like, what? Did somebody murder him? Because that's the only thing I was thinking, right? Like, I have not heard that the Juice was ill in any kind of way, right? Now, he was a little older. He was 76. But that's not super old. Like, do I want to live to be 76? No fucking way. That's like 22 more years. Fuck that shit. I want to fucking have like five years left tops. That's what I want. I want to be done and out of here by the time I'm like 58, 59. Right? I don't want to get to 60. Fuck that shit. But he died, and apparently he had prostate cancer. Oh, my God. Prostate cancer? Yeah. Apparently he kept it a secret. He had been in hospice. It's like, oh, my God. So his family tweeted about it today that he passed away. It's like, oh, my God. Now, again, as a Buffalo Bills fan, I have very mixed feelings about O.J. Simpson. Now, I was a child when he played for the Bills. Like, he started playing for the Bills in, like, 1969, and I was born in 1970. So I don't really remember him at all. I think he left. They traded him, I think, to the Niners. In fucking like 78 or something. Let me see. O.J. Simpson. I'm pulling up his Wikipedia. If you can't get fucking information off of Wikipedia, is it information that you really fucking need? And the answer to that is it is not. Yeah, 78. So he played 2 years in San Francisco. So he retired in 79. I was 9 years old. So do I really remember him? Not really. I collected football cards. So I did have his football cards. I remember the day that I bought his rookie football card. I bought it for like $10. And at the time, that was like the most expensive card I had. And it was a big fucking deal to me. And then, you know, after he retired, he got relatively famous as an actor, like he was in those fucking Naked Gun movies, and everybody fucking loved him, and he was great. And then, for whatever reason, in 1995, he decided to fucking murder his ex-wife, and I don't know if it was her boyfriend or what, but he murdered this other dude. And he was acquitted. I remember all of it. I was living in, I was in New York, but I came back to Massachusetts. I lived in Massachusetts. My girlfriend was still in Massachusetts. I remember going back to Massachusetts, and I was in a bar. And I just remember, like, NBA playoff basketball. It was Houston Rockets versus whoever. And they caught into it because there's this fucking chase scene with goddamn O.J. Simpson and Al Cowlings in a Ford Bronco getting chased by cops. This is 1995. Or 90. No, sorry. It was 93? 4? And I just remember fucking, what is going on? It was all so fucking weird. And this was kind of like, sort of like the original fucking reality show of like, oh my God, we're breaking it, breaking news, but fucking O.J. Simpson's on the loose. You're like, what? And then I remember, like, it was not, what was it, 95, 96? I think 95. When his trial was over, it was such a big fucking ordeal. I'm I'm going to assume that O.J. Simpson's trial created like court TV. Court TV, I don't think, was probably a thing until O.J. Simpson fucking happened. This big celebrity trial murdering these people. And it seemed pretty clear cut that he was guilty as fuck. But apparently, I don't remember the exact details, but it seems like Marsha Clark and whatever the other guy's, the black guy's name was, were fucking inept, and goddamn, he got off. And that's how fucking the Kardashians kind of came to be, because one of OJ's lawyer was the fucking, the husband of fucking Kris Kardashian. Unfucking real, right? All this weird shit that's kind of splintered. And so he got off. I remember I was in grad school and I was at my apartment. And my apartment was in like an old big house in Grand Rapids. We had a lot of fucking big houses that they just turned into multiple apartments. And I was in it and I'm watching it because it was just on like every fucking station. If you're not old enough to remember, it was fucking wild. And it was on every station. They're going to read the fucking verdict. And they read the verdict. And the woman who lived in the apartment in front of mine was an African-American lady. And I just remember her fucking all ecstatic as shit when they said not guilty. Not guilty. Now, again, I didn't really give a shit one way or the other. Well, all of it was just fucking incredibly sad for me as a Buffalo Bills fan. Incredibly sad. But when they said he was guilty, I didn't feel like, or not guilty, I didn't feel like any sense of relief. I always felt like the dude was guilty as fuck. Right? Everything seemed to indicate that he was guilty as fuck. So he ended up getting sued by his ex-wife's family and the guy who got killed as well. God, I cannot remember his name. But they sued it in civil court, and he was found liable in civil court. Now, the rules and justifications are not as stringent as in criminal court, but he had to pay money. But I think he somehow, there was some sort of like weird loophole where they couldn't touch like his football money or something. I don't know. I don't know if he ever paid them a fucking dime. It's all unfortunate. All unfortunate. And he seemingly led such a fucking salacious lifestyle afterwards. Like, he got busted for a robbery. Like, apparently some people were selling some sports memorabilia. Not on West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia Facebook group. But apparently they were selling some, so he went to like their hotel room and he had a gun and he was trying to rob them. I'm like, what the fuck? So he got arrested for that. And he spent like 8-9 years in prison for that. And then he got out. And then he just was like, I'm going to find the killer. And then he spent all of his time on like a golf course and making weird, like, Twitter videos where, hello, Twitter world, or whatever the hell he would say. It's your old buddy, O.J. Simpson. Whatever dumb shit. And he would just fucking ramble like a fucking crazy old man. He probably had CTE of some sort as well. Ugh. All unfortunate. Ron Goldman, that was the boyfriend's name. The guy who was there. So, yeah, he would just say dumb shit. All unfortunate. He was such a good running back, too. I think he was the first running back to get 2,000 yards in a season. And that was back in the day where they played, like, what was it, either 12 games in a season or something. Not like the 72 that we currently have. Unreal. But he's dead now. He's dead. So I saw something today. Like, I saw some weird Twitter feed where someone was saying they thought that it was OJ's son who committed the murder. Like, what? I had never heard of that conspiracy. You hear of all sorts of conspiracies. I think the biggest conspiracy was that he was guilty as fuck and somehow got off. That's unreal. Unfucking real. So it made me wonder where OJ is. Do you think he's in hell? Now, I mentioned that to Eric, and Eric seemed to feel like he's in heaven because, you know, everybody can do like a deathbed repent, ask for forgiveness or whatever, and you're good to go. And I'm like, oh my God, is that how life works? I'm not sure life works like that, does it? And again, it gets back to what I was talking. I talked about this on a podcast a while ago. I don't know if it was a Patreon or a freebie, but basically I was talking about how people are like, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. And I'm like, man, fuck it. Most people in this world then are going to hell. There are way more people who do not believe in Jesus than vice versa. So I'm going to hell? I can't just be a good human being. I can't have a moral compass that isn't dictated by religious doctrine. I need to have that religious doctrine to ensure the fact that I go to a good place in the afterlife. Well, fuck. I'm fucked, I guess. I don't know. I guess I have a belief in, like, there's probably something out there. But I guess I believe that God just kind of forgot us. God's got ADHD, and he was all about this project called Earth. And then he got distracted by a light somewhere else, and he's off dealing with other shit. Maybe one day he'll come back. Maybe that's like the second coming of Jesus, is when fucking God starts taking his ADHD medication. He's like, oh, fuck, I forgot I was doing that. Oh, fuck, I forgot I left shit on the stove. Oh, fuck, the iron's on. God damn it. Why is the front door open? I'm letting out all the cold air. Shit. But anyway, good old OJ. So I go to that petting zoo thing. I had only been there as a customer before. I'd never been there to actually sell them dots. So I get there, and they got two freezers because they sell a shit ton. So I loaded them up. And the guy who let me in, he didn't give a fuck. He's like, okay, whatever. Gives a shit. Do what you do. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And then I had to go to the school in Lowell, and they were like, yeah, you got to be there after 12:30. I'm like, okay. So I messaged the lady. It was like 12:30 when I was leaving the zoo. And I was like, I'll be there in like 25 minutes. Be there at like 12:50, 12:55. And I didn't hear back from her. And then I got there and she wasn't there. And then I was like, I'm here. And she's like, oh, I'll be there in a few minutes. I'm like, okay. And she gets there and she's like, I didn't know you were coming today. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I never heard back from Greg, who was our sales manager. I never heard back from Greg that you were coming today. I was like, well, Todd told me to come here. And he told me to come after 12:30. So I don't know what the fuck happened. And I mean, I do know what the fuck happened. Greg didn't do his fucking job. He is, for a sales manager, an awful, awful, awful communicator. It's just dumb. People make the assumption of this is going to happen, that's going to happen, whatever, when there's no clarification. You know, she might have said, yeah, I'm available tomorrow after 12:30. Then you just go, sounds great, we'll have somebody there. And he didn't do it. And so then she's like, oh, I guess they're not coming. He never got back to me. So I get back to the warehouse and get ready for tomorrow. And I'm just doing dumb shit tomorrow. I got placements tomorrow, whatever. It's all Detroit, whatever. And this one placement that I did yesterday, they're complaining because they're saying the freezer's too loud. Now, I'm going to tell you something, everybody. Every fucking freezer is going to be loud. It's just how it is. Freezers make a little bit of noise. The engine makes a little bit of a noise. We got a fan that we put on the freezer because it makes so much fucking extra energy. It gets hot, so we put the fan fucking on. These things make fucking noise. Did it make noise when I was there with the lady? I was like, yeah, because I told her. I said, yeah, you're going to hear the fan. The fan's going to let you know that it's on. Did she complain about it when I was there? Nope. did not. But now they're complaining that it's too fucking loud. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I can tell you. And I told Todd, I said, then this needs to be a Greg thing. This is a Greg thing. If this is his account, Greg needs to go. Greg needs to go, and he needs to tell these dumb bitches, these dumb gymnastic fucking bitches, that this is how it is. And if you don't fucking like it, just give us the freezer back, you dumb slut. Fuck. I hate when people get dumb about shit like that. Something that has kind of like changed their life. There's now a little bit of noise in your life that did not exist before. That would be like me calling the furnace guy and going, hey, you know what? When the furnace fires up, it makes a lot of fucking noise. What's that about? I need one that makes less noise. Can you put a fucking silencer on this fucking furnace for me? Great. Fucking great. Hey, yeah, when I'm taking a shower, it's really fucking loud. Why is it so loud in the shower? I just need water to come out. I don't need all this noise. Can you fix it, plumber man? Put a silencer on my shower head. Thanks. Stupid fucking sluts. So, but Todd, he's having me do all these things. And he wanted me to take 5 freezers. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody. My van can only hold 4. Can hold 4. He wanted me to put a 5th one on top. And I said, no. I told him, no. I said, Todd, you're having me do a whole lot. I'm not taking a 5th one. I'm to put it on top. No. Shit's going to slide around. No. I was like, is nobody else fucking going to Detroit tomorrow? Everyone fucking else is working. Someone else is going over that way. I'll be there on Monday. Whoever would be getting the 5th one can lick my dick and suck my balls and get through the weekend. It's just unreal. This is the season, everybody. This is the season where they're going to start making requests/demands of us as a driver for Dippin' Dots, where we need to go above and beyond. And you know what? You know what we get in return? Nothing. Or we'll get like a thanks. Thanks for doing this shit. Greg, the dumb sales manager, when we get a new placement, he likes us to take a picture of the front of the store with like the van or a Dippin' Dots sign, you know, so then he'll post on social media. And I'm like, no one cares, Greg. No one cares. No one's looking at this. This is dumb. So if we forget, I never feel like it's a big issue. It's just not a big issue. Somebody's going to be coming back. We can take another picture, whatever. But whenever you do, he just will send you like the word thanks or a thumbs up. And I'm like, fucking what? I'm doing your job here, you dumb fucking idiot. I don't want your thanks. It's hollow. It's hollow. 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 I was told today, if you didn't listen to the podcast yesterday, I talked about how one of my coworkers says a lot of racist shit in front of me. And I always said, I don't understand why these people feel like they can just say racist shit in front of me. Like, why do they feel comfortable doing that? And then, I made the comment, like, maybe it's my own fault because I've never confronted him about it. But, yeah, whatever. I got victim shamed. I was told it is my fault because I've never confronted him. Maybe. I don't know. But it's one of those weird things of like, I mean, how do you confront a guy? Do I just go, hey, man, all those racial slurs that you use? Please don't say that. Unless you see me at like a rally of some kind, assume that I'm not cool with this shit, all right? I think everybody should just assume nobody's cool with racial slurs, nobody's cool with homophobic slurs, nobody's cool with sexist, misogynistic words, right? Just make that an assumption. You're probably better off, right? You'll live a better life. Just attend a rally. Attend a rally, and then you're like, hey, these are my stupid people. And then let the fucking racial slurs fly there. Otherwise, just fucking don't, okay? Just don't. All right. So, again, reminding you, live podcast, Saturday, 1140 Muskegon Avenue Northwest, 7 to 9, totally free. It's free, free, free. And also, Polka Girl on Twitter put out a real cool hype video. So it's on the Facebook page. It's on the Twitter page. Hype. Hype video. So go follow her on Twitter. Maybe she's on Instagram. I don't think she's on the Facebook, but yeah, there you go. Apparently you shouldn't say yes when someone calls you on the phone. Apparently this is like some sort of weird scam where someone will call you and then they'll be like, can you hear me now? You don't want to say yes because apparently they're recording you and then they're taking your voice and they're using it to gain access to shit. How crazy is that? These fucking people with all their goddamn scams and cons and everything else. Imagine how much better the world would be if they took that energy into, like, I don't know, curing cancer or solving crime or fucking eliminating hunger, some shit. No, we're going to record your voice and then steal your fucking 401k. Fuck you. Fuck you, Grandpa. Oh, my God. Pretty much, if anyone calls you, don't say a damn thing. Every now and then, the phone will ring, and then I'll answer it, and then I don't say anything. I don't say anything until they say something. That's how I deal with it. And then if they don't say a thing, then I just fucking hang up. Apparently, it ain't that important. If you don't have anything to say to me, you go fuck yourself. All right. You guys know I love me a good Dear Abby. All right. Here we go. Dear Abby, I've been dating a guy for 4 years, but he won't let me meet his family or friends. Now, if you guys don't know what I'm doing, I've only seen the headline for Dear Abby, Ask Amy Any of These Advice Lady People. So I have not read the letter. I have not read the response. So I'll read the letter and then I'll give my response and then I'll read Dear Abby or Ask Amy or whoever it is. Now, reading this headline, I've been dating a guy for 4 years, but he won't let me meet his family or friends. I'm like, jackpot. What's the problem? This sounds fucking spectacular. Well, here we go. All right, here we go. Dear Abby, I met a man online and have been dating him off and on for the past 4 years. His parents have been living with him since the pandemic, and I have yet to be invited to his home or to meet them. He is from Bolivia and says his parents want him to marry... Oh, Jesus, of course. There's always a fucking pop-up ad that when I'm reading shit, it pops up. And want him to marry a Catholic Bolivian girl and someone without children. I'm divorced, American, and the mother of two. He tells me he's afraid that if I met them, our relationship will be over. He keeps saying they're moving back to Bolivia, but they are still here. I also have never met his friends. He says he never does anything with his friends between his parents living with him and studying for his architectural exams. After all these years, I've yet to meet one of his friends. What should I do? Off the radar in Wisconsin. Well, first off, this guy's full of shit. Right. I thought it was just like, he's just like, yeah, you know, my parents live fucking 8 states away and I don't have any friends. Fuck. You're my only friend. Right. I thought it was that. But if you've been dating this guy for 4 years and you've never been to his house, yeah, he's full of shit. He's probably not even Bolivian. He's probably not even Catholic. How do you know this guy is fucking going to school for architecture? This guy is completely full of shit. This guy is married. He's married and has kids. What are you talking about? This guy, yeah, he's full of shit. So what do? You tell him to go fuck off. You already have said that you've been dating him on and off for 4 years. Time to turn it off. Time to turn it completely off. Time to fucking, or if you really want, follow that guy home. Like, where do you guys meet? Do you just, like, you meet out in the community, or did it come to your house? Have you fucked this guy? So you just fucking him at your house? Like, I don't know. You got the kids? I don't know. It all sounds really sus, as the kids say. This is sus. So I think this guy is full of shit. And you should just get the fuck out of there. Because nothing's going to come from this. He sounds like a bum. Dear Off the Radar, recognize that this man may not have been entirely truthful with you about his circumstances. Yeah, you're right on that, Abby. Bluntly put, he may be married, or he may not be who he is representing himself to be in other aspects of his life. Because your relationship hasn't progressed after 4 years of dating off and on, what you should do is move on. Finally, me and Abby fucking click. You goddamn right, Abby. You goddamn right. Fuck that guy. Go burn his house down. Burn his house down. That's what I'll tell you to do. All right. Oh, this one lady, she went fucking, she did goddamn street justice. This guy broke into her house. Right? And it was like 2 a.m. and he broke into this house. He tied up this old lady. She's 85 years old. And he's like, "Where's the loot, Grandma?" And he put a gun to her head. And she's like, "Oh, I got 2 safes in the basement." And he's like, "Oh, shit." So he goes in the basement. Meanwhile, this lady, he apparently didn't tie her up super well, because she fucking, apparently she had a .357 under like a pillow. The guy comes back and he's all like ranting and raving, and he apparently threatened to kill her again. And she was like, "Not today." And she shot this guy, this 85-year-old woman, shot this man like 4 or 5 times. He shot her. Like, this is a gunfight. These people fucking, she lived in Idaho. These people are from Idaho. So you know all these fucking crackers and hilljacks and hillbillies. All they do all day is smoke meth and fucking shoot their guns in the backyard. So you know their aim is probably semi-decent. So, but she fucking killed that fuck. He stumbled off into like the kitchen and died. Meanwhile, she collapsed. And they said in this article that she had a disabled son who was like asleep in like an extra room. And I'm like, how did this guy not like wake up? Like, they never really talked about the son. They never said if like the son called or what or whatever. All fucking super weird, but this 85-year-old woman, she channeled her inner Clint Eastwood and blew the fuck away out of that guy. Now, this guy did have some sort of, like, weird criminal history. And I don't know why he targeted her, but he did. And now he's dead. So, good. Don't be a dumb fuck. Don't break into an old lady's house. She's a pistol-packing mama, and she'll fucking shoot your nuts off. That's what I wish they would tell you. Where did she hit him? Please tell me that she shot off one of his testicles. Not both. Because then you're like going, oh my God. If he lived, then he's got to live the rest of his fucking life with one nut. That's good. All right. Now I'm gonna read. The last thing I'm going to do, read this article on the 5 worst email mistakes that make you look unprofessional. Oh, God. Okay. Your email has spelling and grammar errors. Now, how the fuck does that happen? In this day and age where everything, spell check and everything is right there telling you that it's wrong. How does that happen? I hate when you spell a word and spell check's like, nope, you didn't mean that word. You meant this word. You're like, fuck, no, I didn't spell check. Lick my dick. All right? Fuck is a word. I didn't want you to change it to duck. Stop it. Number two, you hit reply all automatically. All right. Now, that is something that, like, I get that people used to do, but in this day and age, come on, everybody knows about the reply all, or you say reply. Come on, get the fuck out of here. You're being a dumbass if you hit reply all. Number three, you're too casual. You're using stupid emojis. Professionals often come across as unprofessional work emails when they're too casual, using incomplete sentences and emojis. I don't like using emojis. I'm not an emoji guy. Because half the time, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with some of these emojis. What does this emoji mean? Like the one emoji where it's like the person like holding the chin and you're looking upwards. What the fuck does that mean? Does it mean you're thinking? What does it mean? I don't know. I know thumbs up and I know eggplant. That's all I need to know. You write long-winded emails. Yes, nobody needs this fucking too long email. And I'll reply back, TLDR, go fuck yourself. Number five, you're firing off an email when you're angry. Oh, fuck, I do that all the time. Usually with texts. Or maybe like if I get into like a Twitter beef or something, I'll be like, fuck you, you dick. I don't need to hear that shit from you. All right, you need to give yourself some time out. So those are the things. I thought the list would be better. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Don't call your boss a cunt. Oh, okay. That's good to know. I casually use the word cunt in a lot of conversations. All right, that's it, everybody. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. If you could do me a solid, do a few things. Go like the Facebook and Twitter page. That's where you will hear clips of the day. He sent it by listener Jason. He listens to the podcast. He sends me a clip of something he finds funny, and then I post it. Simple as that. So please like Elemental Podcast, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's where you can see the hype video. Hype. Bill's Polka. She's very, very talented. And I don't know how she does what she does, but she does it. So it's good. Please go do that. Please consider subscribing to the Patreon. That Patreon's a paywall. It's kind of like OnlyFans for podcasting, so it's not nearly as popular. But if you go to patreon.com, search Elemental Podcast, you'll find it. $5 a month. You get two freebies a week, and then you got five Patreons a week. So you get way more Patreon. It's like a quarter a podcast. Is it worth a quarter? Probably not, but I can't go any cheaper. $5. So please consider subscribing to the Patreon. Please rate, review, subscribe on the freebie. If you've never done that, please do that. It just kind of helps the analytics. If you could share the Twitter and the Facebook post too, or at least hit like or whatever. Again, it's all analytics. I get it. And then do the seven things if you could on Facebook. Go like the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. They eat coleslaw. They love coleslaw. Cabbage is their middle name. So they like to film themselves on Facebook eating coleslaw, and they tell you if it's good or not. So please go hit the like on the Sunday Slaw page. And then they do a podcast, the Forced Entry Podcast, where it's all very relatable stuff. It's parenting, marriage, jobs, shit like that, coleslaw, farts, all sorts of stuff that you can relate to. So go like their page, the Forced Entry Podcast, and then they put out episodes on Tuesdays over on Spotify. So please go do that. And then West Michigan Trading Card Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off cards, or any other kind of sports merchandise that you might have. You don't need to live in West Michigan. The only thing you need to do is answer the four questions, because it's a group and not a page. We try to keep out spammers and scammers and shit like that. So please go do that. Please hit the like button on Extra Levels Gaming. It's a video game store in Holt, Michigan. Holt! H-O-L-T. Kind of like Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Love that show. But go like their page. They're a small video game store that sells old games, new games, games for all the systems. So if you are a gamer or know a gamer, and it's got to be one or the other, right? Like me, I'm an old man, and I know gamers. So if I know a gamer, you got to know a gamer. But go check out their Facebook page, Extra Levels Gaming. And then check out Magic JBM. That's my buddy John Midgley. He is a magician. He's a good magician. He's an artist. He's a great artist. So I want you to go over to his magic page, Magic JBM. Hit the like button and follow along for all your magic needs. On Instagram, go check out Bear Boards and Tables. Bear like a grizzly. Bear Boards and Tables. My buddy Mark. He's my buddy. I've never met him. I've only communicated with him online. He makes a lot of cool things out of wood. Now, I've made a lot of cool things, or not made. I've purchased things from him that are made out of wood. So he's got some good stuff. I put my money where my mouth is. I put my money where my mouth is. I got my money on my mind and my money and what is it? I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. What a weird fucking expression. But he sells his stuff. He's got a Macari store. He's got a link to his Macari store there. Go buy something from him. If you don't see anything you like, let him know what you do like, and he can probably make it for you. And he's sending me some stuff for the silent auction. So I'm excited. They should be coming tomorrow. I'm excited to get them. So please do that. Bear Boards and Tables. And then lastly, Matt Harper Art on TikTok and Instagram. Now, Matt's not selling anything currently that I'm aware of, but he does have a comedy show. If you live in the West Michigan area, you're going to want to go down to Hastings, Michigan. You want to go to the Waldorf. There's a restaurant bar down there. And he's got a show on May 4th. The headliner's Michael Jeter, and the feature act is Tim Locke. It's going to be a good time, everybody. Good time. So again, Matt Harper Art, TikTok, Instagram, Hastings show May 4th. So if you guys could do all that shit. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow. It would normally be a Patreon, but it will be another freebie because we're doing that 1,000th episode on Saturday. So hopefully I'll see some of you guys out there. Hopefully you guys listen tomorrow as well. So that's it. You guys take care. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. All right. Okay, bye.